A stealth weapon built for speed has now been unleashed in the West Asia war. In a new dare to the United States and Israel, Iran has unveiled and reportedly deployed a new generation drone, one that is designed to strike fast, hit hard, and stay invisible. According to Iran's Tasnim News Agency, the country's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has launched its newly developed Hadid 110 drone, targeting what it claims are US and Israeli-linked positions. Also known as the Dalaho, the Hadid 110 is no ordinary drone. It's built on a stealth platform, powered by a jet engine, and designed specifically for precision strike missions. First unveiled in early 2025, the drone features a faceted airframe to reduce radar visibility, a design typically seen in stealth aircraft. Footage released by Iranian media appears to show the drone being launched using a solid fuel booster. And the numbers are striking. The Hadid 110 can reportedly reach speeds of over 500 kilometers per hour, with a range of up to 350 kilometers and the ability to fly at altitudes of 30,000 feet. It can stay airborne for about an hour, carrying a 30 kilogram warhead. The drone was also showcased during Sahant 2025, a major multinational military exercise involving countries like India, China, and Russia under the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Analysts say the introduction of the Hadid 110 could signal a shift in Iran's battlefield tactics, focusing on stealth, speed, and precision strikes, especially in a conflict where airspace is increasingly contested. With a new stealth drone now in play and tensions already at a boiling point, the battlefield is evolving fast.
After joint strikes by the United States and Israel rocked Iran's leadership and military command, Tehran vowed retaliation. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkan called revenge a duty and legitimate right. But how does Iran strike back? What weapons power its response? And how far can they reach? At the very core of Iran's military doctrine lies a force it has painstakingly built, expanded, and showcased for decades, its missile arsenal. More than just a branch of its armed capabilities, the missile program is widely seen by defense analysts as the backbone of Iran's deterrence strategy, a vast, layered, and deeply entrenched network of short, medium and long-range systems designed to project power far beyond its borders. Experts frequently describe it as the largest and most diverse missile arsenal in the Middle East, developed in part to offset the severe limitations of an aging and heavily sanctioned air force. Unable to rely on modern fighter fleets comparable to those of regional rivals, Tehran has instead invested heavily in missiles, weapons that do not require pilots, foreign spare parts pipelines, or vulnerable air bases to deliver strategic impact. At the upper end of this arsenal are ballistic missiles capable of traveling between 2,000 and 2,500 kilometers. On a map, that arc of reach redraws the region's strategic geometry. Within that radius lie Israel, numerous U.S.-linked military installations across the Gulf, key shipping corridors, and major population centers throughout the Middle East. In strategic terms, few actors in the region can afford to ignore that envelope of range. Yet for all the rhetoric that often surrounds the program, there are limits. Despite frequent political alarm and sweeping claims, Iran's current longest-range ballistic missiles do not have the capability to strike the mainland United States. Their reach is formidable on a regional scale, but it does not extend across oceans. Even so, within its operational radius, Iran's missile force remains one of the most consequential and closely watched elements of the Middle East's evolving military balance, a centerpiece of deterrence, leverage, and escalating tensions in an already volatile region. Short-range ballistic missiles, with ranges between 150 and 800 kilometers, are Iran's rapid strike weapons. Core systems include Fateh 110 variants, Zulfagar, Qiyam-1, Shahab-1, and Shahab-2. These missiles can be launched in volleys, overwhelming defenses, and compressing warning time. Iran demonstrated this in January 2020 when it struck Iraq's Ayn al-Assad airbase after the killing of General Qasem Soleimani. The attack damaged infrastructure and injured more than 100 U.S. personnel, proving Iran could inflict serious costs without matching American air power. Medium-range ballistic missiles expand Iran's reach to 1,500 to 2,000 kilometers. Key systems include Shahab-3, Imad, Ghadr-1, Khorramshahr, Sejil, Khyber Shikan, and Haj Qasem. The Sejil stands out. It uses solid fuel, allowing faster launch readiness. These systems place Israel and U.S.-linked facilities in Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates within range. In strategic terms, they widen Iran's target list and the region's exposure. Ballistic missiles are only part of the equation. Iran also fields cruise missiles that fly low and hug terrain, making them harder to detect. Systems include SOMAR, Ya Ali, Quds-1, Hovize, Pave, and Rad. The SOMAR is believed to have a range of up to 2,500 kilometers. Then there are drones, slower but cheaper, capable of being launched in waves. One-way attack drones can saturate air defenses, forcing airports, ports, and energy sites onto high alert for hours, not minutes. But in a prolonged confrontation, survivability matters more than numbers. Iran has spent years constructing underground storage tunnels and concealed launch facilities, often referred to as missile cities. These hardened sites are designed to withstand initial strikes and ensure Iran can continue firing even after absorbing heavy blows. Iran's military strength does not lie in a modern air force, but in layered missile systems, drones, and hardened infrastructure. Short-range volleys, medium-range deterrence, low-flying cruise missiles, and drone saturation tactics, together they form the backbone of Tehran's response strategy, built not for global reach, but for regional retaliation.